four, five. Well, good afternoon, and I cannot remember your name, but name here's David. What are you up to today?
Just hanging out at the Cradle of Forestry up here. I'm off work today and watching Gilligan's Island, I'm embarrassed to say.
I'm sorry, say that again. You're watching what now?
I'm embarrassed to say, but I'm watching Gilligan's Island.
I don't know that I'd say I'm embarrassed. That's, I hadn't seen that one, that show in a long time, I tell you. Something else.
Yeah, we haven't got any rain today at all so far, so I'm looking forward to a beautiful night here. A little cool this morning, that turned some heat on.
No, we don't want to hear about that. I'm going to be up at my sister's Thursday. She lives up in Maggie Valley, but I don't think they're ready for any heat up there. They're just I forget where her elevation is. I think it's like 3,500 feet. But anyway, whereas I live out here in Taylor's, my elevation is 960 feet, I believe, something like that.
Well, I got to go down to Columbia Thursday and go into a concert down in Lexington, a band that I'm members of, and I'm going to visit my son in Columbia while I'm down there, so it'll be hot down there.
Columbia is usually the hot spot in the state. I don't know. I lived in Charleston for a couple of years when I was in the ministry. I was down there at James Island Baptist, and it probably ran a close second, but I tell you, the mosquitoes would eat you alive in the middle of the day, and that was just that's something I never got used to.
Well, I was born in Southwest Florida, and for some reason, mosquitoes don't bother me at all. I think I've been bitten three times in my life by mosquitoes. My wife gets eaten alive by them.
If you have two mosquitoes together in Charleston, they'll look at each other and say, "Do you want to eat them here or take them home?"
I was born in Florida, and they don't seem to bother. They don't like me. I think it's probably the alcohol in my blood, maybe that.
Remember, my grandmother used to take garlic pills, and she said that would keep them away. I never tried it. I guess I just didn't think about it when I was in Charleston, but anyway. I'm glad that part of my life is behind me for sure. The best view I ever had of Charleston was in my rearview mirror. And it's a great, don't get me wrong, it's a great place to visit. I just didn't like living there.
Well, I couldn't live there. And maybe that's it. I like to eat a lot of Italian food with garlic in it, so maybe that's what keeps them away from me.
Well, you can find that just about anywhere, but I tell you, Charleston had some good restaurants down there, but anyway. Well, I'm pulling into the restaurant here. I meet my wife at the Mexican restaurant, and she's been over at her mom's cleaning the house a little bit while she's gone to the beach. But anyway, good to talk to you, and I'm going to jump out of here. I'll stick around for your final. Enjoy the QSO KB4CBA.
Stand for, have a good, great evening at the Mexican restaurant, because I do like Mexican food, too. KM4GLI, 73 is to you.